Hey everyone, I know times are a little crazy right now. COVID-19 has taken the world by storm and we're working from home trying to adjust to the new normal. To try and help make the change a bit smoother, here at Vertafore, we have created the In It Together page with all of the latest updates from us, information, special offers like complimentary access to InsureLink and Reference Connect, offers from our Orange partners, and much, much more. Check out the page at www.vertafore.com/in-it-together.
Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I'm the host, Rick Fox, and today I am blessed, I am appreciative, I am just so thankful to have our first repeat guest on the show, and it should go as no surprise to anyone that that is the dude, the man, Ron Berg. He runs ACT. You all know him. And we specifically asked him to find time in his schedule to come on and talk to us about everything that's going on in the world and how we can be successful. And at the end of this, I want everyone to feel like they've got a better understanding of how to succeed during these times. Ron Berg, my friend, thank you so much for being on with us.
Rick, you're far too kind. And I greatly appreciate being a repeat guest.
I think it's great to have you. I think that these times call for people to step up and be as positive and as helpful as we can. And I can't think of anybody better than you to be on. So Ron, let's jump in. So here's where I want to start. I want to get to a place where we're talking about how you succeed during these times and give people, you know, a playbook or at least a checklist of things they should be looking at, thinking about, working on, improving. But let's start with, you know, you're out there in the industry every day talking to so many agencies, talking to carriers, talking to everyone. I want to just get your take on the impact that COVID-19, that the coronavirus pandemic is having and will continue to have on our insurance industry from every perspective. Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to get your take on it because I think it's obviously a very educated take. And again, like I said, you're out there in it so entrenched that I think people hearing kind of your position and what your thoughts are and where this is going to go are super important. So just talk to me about what you think about how this really is going, not only is, but will continue to impact our industry.
Absolutely. So yeah, we know the big impacts to all of us and how the world it has now changed from December. But really, when it comes to our industry, we're still an essential services industry. We are providing the backup plan, the safety net for a lot of the things that are going on. I think you can look at this from a number of different ways. From a business pipeline standpoint, where you know a lot of the smaller businesses that make up the commercial accounts are really getting nailed. The great news there is the support that they're getting from the top down nationally through the states. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed at the states and what they're doing for the small businesses. And that's really helped mitigate some of the impact from the business retention standpoint, from our insurance companies. Even the last couple of days, Rick, we've all seen not only the big names, the national companies, but also the super regionals and regional companies coming out and not only providing discounts, cuts in the cost of policies, but rebates to the policy holders themselves. And on top of that, coming out to the agents and saying, just because we are getting this money back in our policyholders' hands does not mean that the amount of money that the agents make on commissions will be impacted at all. just the opposite. We are going to keep the levels the same. And I think that message is really heartening.
Let me jump in here, because I am amazed, and I guess I shouldn't be, because anyone who's listened to this podcast has heard me say a dozen plus times what a great family our industry is, what a fraternity, whatever the word is, just what a community that we are as an insurance industry. And you're right. Like, I love the fact that everyone is like, this is not a shameless plug. I am proud to say this, but our company, Vertifor, we are hashtagging in it together, and we're living those words. We are helping agencies. We're helping carriers. We are jumping in with deep end, both feet. And to your point, that's what carriers are doing. Everyone is helping. And at the end of all, I mean, obviously what a terrible time that we're in for so many people. Obviously you start with the loss of life and the loss of jobs and all of the incredibly difficult times that people are going through. But you look at this industry and you say, more than ever, how proud are you? I'm asking because I know how I feel. How proud are you to be a part of it?
You know, I've Rick, that's a great point. I've always said we are in the best industry. We are made up of, and not to put off any other industry, but we really are made up of the best people with the best intentions and the best execution. But to your point, I've never seen a time where I've been involved, and I've been involved in insurance for quite a while, where everybody is not only redoubling their efforts, they're tripling them, they're working through the days and nights. Vertifor, in it together, all in it together. The Big Eye, I look at all of the resources that we have been working tirelessly to stand up for our members, agents, technology providers such as yourself, the carriers, and how each of those stakeholders are working together. Insurance gets a bad rap. We know that. either we're called, you know, boring, old school, or it's like, oh, those guys are making billions and they're keeping it all for themselves.
Yep.
This disproves every bit of that. And I am very proud to say that I work in the independent agent distribution.
And I didn't want to get off on a tangent there, but just the way you're describing it, I'm over here nodding my head and pumping my fist because it's true. I mean, we are all in this together. The country is, but we are taking the lead in that way as an industry. And I'm so proud of what so many companies, agencies, people in general are doing to help their brethren in this industry. So back onto the topic of the impact. So that's the really good part is this involvement by everyone. So go on, take it from there and go a little deeper for me on not only what's going on, but what's coming in your estimation.
Well, the longer that the ecosphere we're in right now, for lack of a better way of saying it, lasts, the more impacts there are going to be. That's just undeniable. I again am super proud of all of our governors, particularly of the stances they're taking and rallying the troops to kind of mitigate all of that. But from an insurance standpoint, yes, we're seeing a lot of questions and a lot of impacts around areas that aren't necessarily my bailiwick, but within my association, things around, you know, what does it mean when you've got coronavirus and workers' comp coverage? How does business income respond? Auto exposures, things like that. And that's, again, all being covered. We've got groups like Vertifor, like NetView, like some of our great consultant partners, Steve Anderson, I think of him, Angela Adams, others that are putting out every bit of help that they possibly can.
Just leaning in. Everyone's leaning in.
Absolutely. Well put. Leaning in. It's what I'm doing right now. I'm leaning towards the microphone right now, kind of like you, fist pumping, somewhat uncontrollably.
Yes.
But it comes down to, we're in a new environment and we have to execute.
And how does that look, Ron? How does that look, you know, crystal ball, but what are the the scar tissue, you know, the long-term effects that people better start preparing for right before we jump into like what we should do to effectively work, like start thinking in these terms for mm-hmm. even when life goes back to whatever the new normal will be when we get yeah. through the quarantine and maybe get through this, you know, knock on wood, the virus, but at least this first round of the virus, you know, the economic shifts in the world are palpable, they're real, but at the same yeah. time, what do you think is going to happen to the small independent agent, to the mid-sized carrier, to whoever, like you think, you know, I think this is going to sting in this way as right. we go forward.
Well, I think some of it, Rick, this is going to magnify the consumer expectations on ease of doing business, on immediacy in response, on the reality of how that customer experience looks and feels. I think part of it, not to take a hard left, we're all going to have been quarantined long enough that any kind of interaction is going to be amplified. When we get together again and we're able to shake hands and look each other in the eye, it's going to be real. But what that means for the small business, independent insurance agents is, yes, there may be more edicts to run lean because of revenue and the way, the length of time it's going to take for that. So it's going to be executing in the virtual environments. And that will be probably, in my opinion, stick quite a bit. When agencies were reticent in the past to have remote workers, they're going to find that there's a lot of workflow and productivity efficiencies that are picked up that way. Carriers, insurance companies, similarly, and probably no different to some of our technology providers, such as Vertafore, we're all going to feel the pinch. And that's a minimization of the impact, saying that word, the pinch. So I don't mean to minimize for anyone, but we're going to have to look and act and execute much more efficiently and with much more focus that we have kind of, in some ways, fooled ourselves about in
yes.
the past, been able to put a lower priority on.
Well, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give a shout out to my producer, Dylan Braun, who does such an amazing job of keeping me in line and going out and finding good conversations like you and I are having and teeing this thing up. But that's the shout out. Now watch him roll his eyes as he hears Rick say the thing that Rick always says, which is, you're going to need to have a plan. I think what'll happen, and I think, you know, when you said it, I thought you were going in a little different direction, but you said when we're able to go back out, and I thought you were going to say people are going to go nuts, right? I mean, they're going to be so excited and running around in the streets. I mean, I live in Southern Cal. It's been pouring down rain for 2 days. I'm locked in my house, and I am not complaining because I have a home and my children are healthy and all of the great, and I have a job. So I cannot complain, but like when the sun comes back and I'm able to go back to whatever the new normal is, I'm going to be dancing a jig, right?
Yes.
I think if you take that mentality to the agent, especially at the agency level, and you say, okay, when it goes back, don't just go back to woo, let's go spend. And like, you've got to plan that out. You've got to prepare for the tail of this thing being a lot longer than you think. So just, and again, I think your point was spot on about the virtual environment, that maybe you are more open to long-term virtual employees and remote workers and things like that. But I just think we've got to be cautiously optimistic as we come out of the back end of this round or of the whole thing, wherever we end up, and be completely organized and planned out in our approach. Is that, do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. And I didn't mean to go off on a tangent. My point, I think,
no, it's okay.
Initially was going to be, everything is going to be more real when it comes to working together and being and interacting. But the bigger point that I was going to get to is we got to have a plan. We individually should have had a plan before now.
Yes.
Things that could have and should have and did in many cases teach us lessons. Katrina and Matthew and tornadoes and wildfires and earthquakes and all of these other different kinds of invasions to our world. This is different than anything else, but it is similar in that we can leverage a lot of those same types of planning and execution tools on business contingency and disaster planning and remote work plans and how we tighten down and have secure work surfaces and all of those other things. If not now, if we don't focus now, it's going to be too late. And to your point, Rick, yes, we're going to be going nuts, not from a spending standpoint, but we are going to execute.
Yes.
Like we've never executed.
That's the word before. Execute. That's a great word. Okay. So I want to shift gears. You sort of mentioned a few things, but let's talk about this. I want to talk about the kind of the key things to effectively working or to being effective with your work. But, and you mentioned a few of them a second ago that I want you to kind of circle back around on, but I also want to tee that up as not only are these good things for today, but these are the good things to have in your mind that you're working on, that you've planned for as we come out of this as well. So again, that let's not go nuts. What Ron's about to talk about is crucial to today and every day beyond today. So Ron, let's just kind of jump into some of the key things to being effective in your work environment now, like instantly. And you mentioned, like, I'll throw one to you and you go from there, but you said contingency plan. Talk to me about that.
Well, disaster and contingency planning,
yeah.
I think of them under the same umbrella, but absolutely. And that is something that any business in any circumstance needs to have in place. And what better time than now? So understanding how you as a business can execute in a variable environment when it comes to your staff, your location, your locations, your virtual locations, how you're interacting with your customers in different ways to continue that. How are you executing on your technology? How are you executing with your interactions with your carrier partners, your third-party providers?
Yeah.
All of those things need to be mapped out from a strategic standpoint so that when the axe does hit the grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm making up a brand new saying.
Oh, no, I like it. Axe in the grindstone. Like it.
When things happen, you can use that plan strategically. Everybody knows their part to play. Every piece is in place that can be executed on. And from there, it's just a matter of using those individual pieces and executing on those. So it's the overarching plan that should be in place for any contingency that you can just hit go on.
And I'm assuming, and we'll get to all of the great resources toward the end of this, we'll rattle off some incredible places to go to get information, but I'm assuming that through your organization, through the Big Eye, that there are places for people to go, because if I'm listening in, I'm thinking that sounds great, but I've never done that before and I don't really know how to start. So I'm assuming that there's places to go for that, and we'll get to the addresses and stuff.
There
but just
are.
Give me the head nod or the quick yeah that is actually a fact.
Heck yeah.
Okay, love it. I love that. All right. So next, talk to me about the working, like this sort of goes with what you're saying, but working in any environment or, remote best practices.
Yeah, so we've been talking about this in ACT for a while, and just from a timing standpoint, it worked out great that we updated a remote work best practices document. And there's a lot of intangibles, a lot of these soft things that happen when you start working from home with family, with distractions, with complicated use of your bandwidth by family members, or like me, who's been working from home for 11 years, all of y'all out there are using up my bandwidth. And I don't like it. But
dang nabbit.
It comes down to what are the best practices that you need to put in place between a small business and the leadership and your workers. So it's things such as defining what a home office looks like. What are the parameters? What does it mean when you're using your equipment or your router versus the work equipment and work routers? How does voice over IP work in there? What kind of security needs to be in place? Because there are additional surfaces at risk when it comes to cybersecurity. How do you continue to have a team culture? How do you communicate? Because right now, yes, we're all getting a million emails a day on this is the best way to do this during this time. This is the best way to do that. But communicating in a team has never been more important. So having those best practices and knowing what they are, knowing where to start, having a guide, which there are guides out there, ACT is one of them, and then having an agreement that, yes, I have permission as a worker to work the same hours. Mm-hmm. There is the expectation that I know when the end of day happens, I'm not going to drive myself crazy by doing one more email or one more thing, three more hours every day. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things there. And knowing those best practices and instituting an agreement between the leadership of the agency, for example, and the remote workforce resolves all of the ambiguity, gives permission to be real, to enjoy, to still have your family close, because what's more important right now than supporting our families, but we still have the work to do. So absolutely, that's a key right now.
And again, the resources, again, there's people out there that are saying, okay, I'm in, I love it. I need help. And we'll give you all of that information toward the end of this thing. Touch another one here for me, Ron. I think it's super crucial right now. And I think there's so much of sharing of documents and things out there in what we do anyway, but that environment changes when you change where those documents are sent from, received, all of that stuff. So talk to me about the sharing of documents and cybersecurity and how that's changed so dramatically, but what should people be making sure X is happening? What is X?
So let's go from one, the first that you mentioned, to the other quickly, just in sense of time. You know, there's always been, you know, agency issues with sharing documents or texting with your customers. And much like cyber concerns, moving to a home office environment just extrapolates those. It magnifies them is a better way of saying. So speaking to the agents out there, your customers have your cell phone number. You know it, they use it, but you need to have an agreement in place with them that says, yes, we're going to text back and forth. This is what we're going to text back and forth about. And customer, you get to say when you're going to opt in and when you're going to opt out. Agents don't realize that the FCC requires this through the TCPA agreement, and you've got yourself in E&O issues if you don't have an agreement that's enacted. Fortunately, that's very simple. It's just a few sentences that you can download from ACT and insert in your new policy process, your policy renewal process. And then, Rick, you were talking about sharing documents. Mm-hmm. Sharing documents electronically, you really need to have an agreement also for that. So that's, again, another agreement that's downloadable. And when your customers get documents electronically, whether it's email or your agency portal, in order for that to be valid, a consumer's got to give consent. So that's another thing that's free for agents. It's downloadable. You put it in place and you got yourself covered. Cyber is a much bigger issue, but the issue there, Rick, is agents really, with the plethora of bad actors out there, the growing amount of regulatory environment out there, it's difficult to know where to start and how that extends to the remote workers. And the good news is there's consistency in that, and there are guides out there for that as well.
And let's cut to the chase here. Like, I want to start like that was so much like good guidance. And I'm hoping that everyone was feverishly writing down information. Like, I need to put a contingency plan in place. I need to be ready for any environment. I need my best practices for my remote. I need to be very aware, keenly aware of my security, my cyber sharing of docs and how that ties together and all of those things that go along with that. So let's do a few things housekeeping wise here, which is I know your website. I go to your website all of the time, Ron, because even me who's been around forever, I'm always looking for more information. Right now, more than ever, I would say everybody out there, everyone's a little scared or a little nervous about where we're at in the world. And the best way to sort of fight that off, I always think, is educate yourself. And if you can put things in place that take away some of the unknowns, that add a little control back, like what Ron's talking about for our effective work environment, not only today, but for the future, you're winning. That is a win. So Ron, if I want to, obviously give me the websites, tell me where to go in the websites that I can just gather all this information from you, from the Big Eye, wherever else you think we need to go.
Absolutely. So ACT is one of 50 programs offered by the Big Eye, Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers.
I would argue the coolest, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I've always said, if you have to have a job in insurance, mine is the only one to have, but you might argue that, Rick. But the point is, everything that ACT does is off the Big Eye website. So first I'm going to talk about the Big Eye website, which has a coronavirus page with all of our stuff and much, much, much more about policies, about cyber coverage, about how to protect yourself from scams. So the Big Eye website is independentagent.com. independentagent.com. And you just scroll down just a touch and you'll see that now familiar kind of greenish looking coronavirus icon, and all of that's available there. Now, ACT being a program of the Big Eye, our website hinges off the independentagent.com site. So we are independentagent.com/ACT, A-C-T. Simple as that. From that, you can get free downloadable disaster planning guides, free work from home best practices and work agreements, free texting and e-delivery downloadable agreements that you can enact with your customers, free cybersecurity guide for agents that covers a ton of cyber area, things like ADA and accessibility education. So it's all there. Everything we do is free for Big Eye independent agents. And what I want to circle around with, and this will sound gratuitous, but some of the other resources that we pay very attention to is the NetView community, the hub. I watch that daily to see the conversations going on between the agents and how they're working from home, what their concerns are, seeing Vertifor weigh in on what you're doing, you know, all in it together, free resources that are being stood up. And then that's where ACT jumps in on those conversations and said, hey, have you thought about a disaster planning toolkit or some of the things?
Yeah. And I think, Ron, I think that that's such a great start to your day. Like if you got up every morning and just started doing something good like this and learning, like if you're on the independentagent.com, the ACT website is more information than any one person can swallow, but take it and just embrace all of the stuff that Ron's talking about. The other thing, like, again, for Vertifor, www.vertifor.com/in-it-together, IN-IT-together, same thing. We have an incredible amount of information. Obviously, some of these podcasts that we've been doing, the one with Laura Nettles, I've done a rant on things to help yourself. And now, of course, getting Ron on, we're being part of that, the good part of our industry, right? We're wanting to push it forward. I would say this, my guy, Ron Berg, if you just think of it in these terms, WWRBD. What would Ron Berg do? That then you're in a good place through this environment. Like I really mean that. Like Ron is one of those really good human beings. I think it's important that all of us during these times are better human beings than we normally would be because there's somebody out there that needs our help. Ron, I am so appreciative of this. You usually have a biannual conference coming up this month for ACT. That obviously, like so many others, has been canceled.
Yes.
But are you doing something virtually to kind of keep people engaged and give them an opportunity to communicate not only with you, but other people around them?
Why, yes, Rick, we are actually. Well,
give me the information.
So our ACT meetings are twice a year, spring and fall. We co-locate with the user groups, including NetView, in fact. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Intent will be with NetView next spring in Denver. And our meetings are usually a full day. What we're going to do right now is pivot our entire agenda to this fall meeting coming up in September, but we are going to do a virtual part of that. So four 30-ish minute sessions. And we're going to do kind of a live environment, allow questions. And every session, regardless of the speaker, we're going to have digital marketing. We're going to have practicing successful failure, more important than ever in this time.
Yes, yes.
A session on cyber, and then a session on the same tools that I was just talking about from ACT.
Excellent.
So that's going to be available on April 22nd, the same day we were going to be in person. And then we're going to stand up those recordings of those the following day, Thursday, April 23rd. So you can go to independentagent.com. ACT meeting, all one word, ACTMEETING. And the point I wanted to make on this and circle back to, Rick, you talked about, you know, there's so much stuff. Where do you start? That's ACT's mantra, is making it palatable. And it's kind of reflects the way my somewhat limited mind works. Everything we do is meant for agents to be able to understand. It's not heavily technical. It's what is it? Why is it important? Where do I get started? And then links to more to plan. So our meetings are similar to all of our resources. So if you have any hesitancy about going to get our cyber guide or our remote work best practices, it really follows that same mantra. Really high level. What is it? Why is it important? Why should I get involved in it? How do I get started? So,
well, and the great part about it, Ron, is that it's baby steps. Like you said, like just start, just go to the website and start, you know, pushing buttons and you will very quickly realize how intuitive the information is and you can take it wherever you want. And during these times, I just think education is such an important piece to just understand, to help yourself feel, not feel as lost. Right. And that to me is where we all need to live. Ron, we want to wrap this up, make it a digestible amount of time for our great listeners. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Ron, you're one of the great humans in this industry, man. I'm so appreciative of you. Thank you so much for being on. We really appreciate you.
You're too kind, but it has truly been my pleasure, Rick and Dylan.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate you. Everybody, make sure to follow me on LinkedIn. We are posting some great content right now. I'm doing new Motivation Mondays or Monday Motivation. We're also bringing so much information, and I will be sharing all of these great podcasts so you know where to get them, when to get them. Again, Ron Berg, the man, great information. Go check out the websites. I would highly recommend virtually being a part of the conference, the meetings that they have, and just getting yourself educated. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe, be healthy, and wash your hands.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.